and do something, taking the trash out, putting the Christmas lights up, whatever it is, he's there. I've seen him help the community. I've seen him help go way beyond the scope of his duties. I've been married to a firefighter, and he was a firefighter for 25 years, and absolutely miserable. I have not seen one of the firefighters in this department that miserable. I haven't seen him unsatisfied. I've never seen him walk around grumpy, angry, none of that. I think that everything that he does for this community is awesome, and he deserves all of the praise that he can get, or that we give him. And I'd like to see him here, you know, as long as he wants to be here. My daughter is 16 years old, and because of this man right here, she came and did a ride-along and loves it. She loves it. She changed her, she's in Job Corps now, changed her study from, she was going to go in as a culinary. And she said, well, they offer security, so I'm going to go ahead and do that so she can get her firearms training. Then she says she's going to go into the Air Force. And she says, if you're still living there, I'll think about coming and working for the fire department, because she liked it that much. So he's changing lives every day. And like I said, I see him here, whether it's packing candy into a bag for a kid to give it away, or, you know, taking out the trash, he's here. So, like I said, he deserves whatever, you know, and I guess that's it.
Thanks, sir.
Yep.
All right, Gary, we can accommodate you right where you're at, so no need to move.
Well, 10 years ago when my wife and I were looking for a place to settle, because of my health, the fire department was a very important thing to us. After we moved here, the fire department went through a big change, and we were quite concerned about it. When you hired a new fire chief, we were quite concerned. And I've had to have the fire department in my house several dozen times. And I got to say one thing for Chief Heaton. They are the most professional people that I've ever seen that represent the fire department. And I know it comes from the top. I think you gentlemen and ladies have done a great job hiring this gentleman. And I think to not give him a raise would be a dissatisfaction. And I just want to say to everybody, thank you. To Chief Hinton, I'd like to take my hat off. You've done a great job. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That, I guess, concludes the public comments, because that's all the yellow cards I have. So,
you want the correspondence?
Do we need to do it now or during the...
It's for now.
Oh, okay, for now. Sorry, I missed the correspondence. I thought that was for the regular meeting, not this meeting. So, do have a card, and read it. It says, to the fire chief, all firemen and staff, thank you so much for all the assistance you gave me, and many Arizona senior citizens and other families over the year, and especially during the holiday season. I thank you all. I think you all are doing a great job. Sincerely, Jeannie Oldham. Nice thank you card. You can see that comes by. And I know, Chief, that you said you had some things that you wanted to share. Would you like to take some time to do that?
Do you want to do it at this meeting or the next meeting? I'm open either way.
You said you had that list of things that you
wanted. Oh, yeah, we can do that now.
Yeah.
So, let me hand this out.
Is that appropriate now?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
some things that he...
I'll let everybody get one before we start here.
No.
My wife's not in a room.
Unless you want to be alone in here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, let's in preparation for this district review, what I did, I put together a little annual review of some of the things that we've done as a district for 2015. We won't go through all of them because there's about 70 bullet items, but the topics we have are budget and contracts, manpower, facilities and equipment, mutual aid, computer systems, procedures and SOPs, community service and association, and finally fire prevention, school programs, and community events and special groups. So we heard from many of these today. Where I'd like to really focus is really the first section, which is under budgets and contracts. For this year, for the 2015 budget cycle, so for us, our budget year runs July 1st through June 30th. So we produced this year, our 2015-16 budget cycle, a budget that had zero increase. And as far as we can tell going back, we can't find anything that can document a 0% increase in the raises. And for the last 8 years, we've had double-digit increase raises for that. So I think that was a really good thing for us. And we believe it was the first time that this has been done in many years, if at all, since the consolidation of the fire district. We also produced a budget analysis and did a five-way budget, looking at an FMEA, real cost, zero-based budget, line after line, year after year, consolidation to drive those. And we actually were able to go through with our $1.297 million budget, focus really just on value-added projects. The unique thing we did here is of our roughly $3 million budget, for the previous cycle year, we spent about $220 on fire prevention, which was really a shame for service that we had going forward. We also didn't have budgets in areas that we were in specific calls for. So, our example, we're 95% EMS and we didn't have an EMS budget. We need to focus on training, we didn't have a training budget. And more importantly, our facilities and equipment were neglected because we never had a specific budget on those items. So we were able to draft budgets for 2015-16 specific to EMS, training, facilities, and equipment. We also championed, or I was able to champion for this group, which we believe also is the first financial strategic planning session. And as a board, we did our SCOT analysis, our strengths, challenges, opportunities, and threats, and merged those up, both from our internal and external elements for the board. So I think that was really, really helpful for us. On the income side, which is unique for us, is we actually have some income channels coming in, but they weren't really managed that well. We had some contracts that weren't written in our advantages. We had some contracts that had expired and we didn't go back out and do our due diligence on, and we were able to do that. So we actually received a 3% increase for our AT&T contract. Even our Verizon contract was changing, we were able to get a 15% increase with that. For those that have Verizon in the area, the big palm tree out back is the new Verizon tower. So how many Verizon customers do we have?
Yeah.
All right, so if you go south of Winden, you'll now have cell phone service. So especially if you go over by the lake. So for Principal Rogers, it was brutal.
I'll have it in my house.
Yeah, Pastor Tim, our chairman, has said he could actually talk to his father. He had a spot on his carpet, he marked it X, and he had to stand there.
Pretty much, yeah.
Talk to his dad, otherwise his dad like, you moved again, son. So that's important for us. So that's another way we're giving back to the community as well, to bring it in. Our suppliers, FDC, United Fire, Goodyear Tire, we were able to get tremendous cost savings for this. Partnering with Cabot, CAC allows us to get some students in the train as well to support us. And that's another set of hands at the end of the day for everybody coming in. And we also have numerous contracts under our mid to small supply vendors to help us. For example, we used to take equipment down and get tested. We had to empty that equipment, send it down, send a couple people with it, bring it back in. and the equipment was out of our district when that was happening. So now we have a process to bring that, to do it in-house so it doesn't go out of service. If we get a second or a third call, which are 33% of our calls, we can now break connection and have that piece of equipment respond. But we had to come up with a contract to be able to do that. So that's some of this cost savings we've had in. We bring in tremendous revenue back in off our cell phone towers, but we had to manage that to be more specific for that as well. Number six, a couple of our board members in the past had utilized outside legal counsel. It wasn't a traditional board element, but a couple of board members had chosen to do that, and it had cost involved. So we were able to bring those back to our Pinal County attorneys, which come free of charge. And I always like the price free of charge. and we've gotten great service from that as well. The gentleman and then the students, they talked really about 7 and 8, which is our partnerships we're doing with Cabot, which is the Central Arizona Valley Institute of Technology, and then CAC, Central Arizona College, to help us with those. Number nine, we completed a new contract for an interagency agreement with Arizona State Forestry Division. So if we end up going mutual aid to any of the forestry land, we get reimbursed for those costs as well. So that brings a profit stream back in that we can reinvest into the community as well. We've developed numerous SOPs, contracts, business plans, interagency government agreement, joint power authorities, and fire consolidation authorities to help us in the future do things smarter as we're moving forward. So how do we do more with less to the point of exercising after what we have to do the best with what we have? We're also looking at annex opportunities. It's probably not a week that goes by that Mountain View Estates, which is right behind Love's Truck Stop, somebody comes in and says, I just moved in, I have an Arizona City address, how do I sign up for the fire department? Well, you don't, because we don't cover that. Okay, it must be Eloy. Well, it's not Eloy either. Well, who is it? Well, right now there isn't anybody, and I don't think that's really fair to the community. So we've looked at that as well, getting some people that, you know, just are outside our boundaries to move forward as well to help them. You know, we run in Brookside Farms lot, which is down on the corner of Lamb and McMillan. And we've literally had people with sick people in their family send in Brookside Farms and come through and say, I'm sorry, that's not Arizona City. And we get a call a few seconds later. All right, now I've driven them to the corner of Lamb and Milligan, call Arizona City Fire Force. So we're glad they're doing that because their fire service is approximately 40 minutes away to come up there if they buy for it as well. But those are all the things we're doing to make this community better and go forward as part of our process moving forward. The big thing we heard a little bit of here today is, in the past, we've made an evolution. We're a volunteer, we're paid on-call volunteers, we're part-time people with full-time slots, and really prior to March of this past year, 2015, as Captain Hemmings alluded to, we covered the schedule with whoever was available. And one of the great strengths of this department is 87% of our people are full-time somewhere else. One of our biggest opportunities for improvement is 87% of our people are full-time somewhere else, and that always comes first. So it gave us a chance to see how we do it here differently. We're not Casa Grande, we're not Eloy, we're not Ever Valley, we're not Gila River, we're Arizona City. And we do things a little bit different here because we only have two people, and we never really know who those two people were. So as I look back through the budget and move forward, I looked at back 120 days in the calendar, and I couldn't put any two people together consistently. Well, you can imagine every day if I gave you a new car, a new computer, new software, and told you to go to work and be efficient, how efficient do you think you would be? Well, we'd be struggling. So now we've gotten to the point where we're putting consistent people together that have the skill set to be successful to accomplish the objectives we need to do. So we have a shift lead position. We have a paramedic 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have a lead firefighter EMT, and we have a training slot behind that as well. So this helps us 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, to be able to meet the needs of our requirement. Captain Lopez was on, I think, week before last. Correct me if I'm wrong, Captain Lopez, before we hit the apron, we had three calls coming out. We had a fire alarm going off, a seizure patient at River Source, and a multiple sclerosis patient that was having a struggle with their automobile. These are real-life examples for us. 86% of our calls are back-to-back, 33% are back-to-back-to-back. So it's something as a small district, we've got to be able to have an execution plan to be successful as we move forward. And this allows us to do that as well. Unfortunately, if we get a call that comes out that's maybe a low priority, but we go to it first, and we have a high priority call, we can't make that change in route. We've committed our resources to go to that first call. So we're tied up on that call to come out, and we've got to be able to have additional manpower to serve the needs of the community. Per capita, we're doing exactly what everybody around us is doing. You know, we just have one station. If you extrapolate the two stations, that's exactly where Eloy is. You extrapolate the four stations, that's what Casa Grande is doing. So per capita, we're running the exact same things, but these guys will argue here, and Joe JC is a big proponent of this as well. When you come here, do you work less or more?
You do a lot more.
You do a lot more. Because I have to ask more from you because we need to be cross-functional to be supportive from that process as well. Exciting thing for us since March 11th of 2015, number 16, we've added 8 new paramedics, and we have 2 new paramedics that are started today. Dina Brady, if you'd stand up, today is Dina Brady's first day. So Dina comes to us from Southwest Ambulance with, should I say, a lot of years of experience. And it's something that we can plug and play and put into the process. Dean had a history here at Arizona City Fire many years ago as well, and wanted a full-time career, needed benefits, needed a good paying job, took her firefighter paramedic skills and went to work for Southwest and did a great job. She came in today. She gives us an extra medic to help us during the week to fill one of our full-time schedules moving forward. But today literally is Dina's first day with us. So